The Church of England has moved one step closer to the consecration of women bishops during a highly charged debate at its General Synod meeting in the northern city of York this week. A narrowly defeated vote in one of the Synod's three houses of bishops, clergy, and laity means there will be few concessions made to traditionalists who have been strongly opposed to the move. Monsignor Andrew Faley is the Assistant General Secretary in charge of Ecumenical and Interreligious Relations at the Catholic Bishops' Conference of England and Wales. He told Philippa Hitchin that while these latest developments represent a significant setback to the goal of a full visible unity between the churches, they may also bring a greater clarity to discussions about the two denominations.
The way the Church of England is debating and drawing up its legislation in order to accommodate women within the episcopacy is, I think, changing the Church of England's understanding of itself as a church. That is a much more fundamental concern and worry for us as Catholics relating to Anglicans ecumenically. And I think we have to wait to see how that moves through the Church of England's discussions. But it seems to me to be a very clear cloud on the horizon.
What impact do you think this will have on those who are considering taking up the Pope's offer, Anglicanorum Chaetibus, the personal ordinariate?
I think Anglicanorum Chaetibus, recognizing the generosity of the Holy Father towards those Anglicans around the world within groups who wish to seek full communion with the See of Peter, will continue to be attractive to those here in our countries of England and Wales, especially as our bishops have already made clear that they will provide generously for those groups of former Anglicans. And I think the current situation within the Church of England will make some people think very carefully about what that offer will provide for them.